Morning, we're on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Samech Vav. We started at the bottom of Samech Hay with the new Mishnah of Samech Hay Beit Akiteya Yotzei Bekav Shelo Diri Meir. So Rimeir says over again that Akiteya Rashi says Shenikta Araglo, right, Shelo Neda. Right, a person who's had an amputated leg. Right, so Yotzei Bekav Shelo Dimin Aldi Dein. So he goes out with his kav over here. I don't think a kav means a crutch. It means like a what do you call it? There's a word for it. Forgotten the word. Like a, what do you call it when you add like a slip my mind. Does somebody help me here? No. What do you have like when you?
An amputee. Yeah, an amputee.
No, he's an amputee, but he's got a leg like a false leg. What do you call it?
Prosthesis.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. You say it so simply. Right. So right. Right, his prosthetic leg, right? Diminaldi day, and why? Because for him it's like a shoe. That's what the Rabbi Meir says. Rashi explains, right? He goes out on Shabbos, he can walk around because like his shoe. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi says asur. Says he can't. It's asur. Rabbi Yossi, the love tachshitu. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's not a tachshit, and therefore he can't.
Shenit raglo is his
leg been amputated? Yeah, leg been amputated. Oh, okay. An amputee. Right, Rabbi Yossi says no, love tachshidu, and therefore he can't go out on Shabbos with this prosthesis. Ve'im yeshto beit kibul ketitin. So over here now he adds it another. Now if this prosthesis, right, has got a beit kibul, like a receptacle area on it, okay, right, ketitin. What do you mean by ketitin? Look at Rashi. Yeshto beit kibul ketitin shenitkak bo. It's got like a bit of a receptacle to put some sort of like foam into it or sponge. She'll be gadim rachin, right? Like soft stuff or mochin or cotton wool, laniach rosh shoko alhen, to put his the stump of his leg on it. If he's got such a thing, right? So then it is tame. Tame means makabel tuma. And then it becomes a kli, like any kli which is a receptacle, or a receptacle in it. That's the criteria for a kli, is that it's got a bad kibble. It's a makabel tuma, right? Look at Rashi, makabel tuma maga avalim enlo ele beit kibul rosh shoko. If he hasn't got enough place, like it's not a big enough area to put some cotton wool in or cloth or foam or some sort of sponge, it's just a little bit of area with just enough for the stump of his foot to go into, right? Ele beit kibul rosh shoko, and eno meniach sham tin, he doesn't put in there any cotton wool or sponge, whatever. Love beit kibul tumahi. It's not a makabel tumahi, v'habe like a pshuta etz kli, like any pshuta kli, any other piece of wood. V'dumi the sak pina, shekibul shelo asu de taltel yado, mashno tine tocho, aval shoko enu mitaltel. So basically Rashi is saying that the shock is not considered, the fact he puts his leg in isn't considered the carry, that he carries it. Interesting opinion. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Let's ask Rabbi Yossi, if kibul, smuchot shelo, tmein midras. So now it's over here, that the smuchot shelo, right? Smuchot, if you look at Rashi, so he says, smuchot shel kita, right? So like what he rests stuff on. Yesh kita b'shtei raglav. So she says that God forbid that the people who are amputees on both legs, right? Malech al shokav al arkevotav. And therefore they actually walk on the stump, right? Ve'ose smuchot shel or l'shokav. And they have some sort of like a leather support. You know, you've seen this, God forbid. We've seen, unfortunately, people that have got like around the stump of their legs, both their legs, like material or leather, like some sort of like a shoe type of thing on their stumps, that they can drag themselves on that, right? So you're talking about those over there. Smuchot shlo tmei midras. They are metame tumat midras is specific, that it's things which you would normally lean on or stand on, right? That's something which would become a tumat midras. They are mekabel tuma because they used to, you know, v'ein yotzin b'em b'shabbat. You can't use God on Shabbos for them. Look at Rashi here. The tumat midras, the annual tzin member Shabbat. There's no Rashi on that over there. But he says tumat midras avi tumat midras im zavu. If it's a zav, the halu smichat gufo avid umidras a zav will say lav tuma. And now, and a zav, if a zav leans on which you would normally lean on or stand on which you would normally stand, it becomes tuma. It becomes because the zav is an avatuma, right? Or midras azab or se avatuma. This thing becomes is tamay, right? Mitva'en yotzim mem b'shabbat, v'en yotzim mem azara, and you also can't get into the azara with them, into the Beit HaMikdash, right? There's no Rashi on that over there. V'en yotzim mem azara. I wonder if there's no Rashi on that. Okay, but now lok temin. The Masor Hasha says a different word from the Aruch. He says und temin. We'll see later on what that means exactly. But still over here, I skip over anything? Yes, I skipped over something. Kisei usmucho. Let's ask Trabim Niavia. Nichzim midras biyotzem v'shav v'nichzim bazar. The kisei, sorry, the kisei over here. He says kisei v'smuchot. Look at Rashi now on this one. Kisei. He says yesh kiteya she yipshu v'chivtzu gidei shokav. There is such a person with amputee who the stumps of his legs have either shriveled up or have dried. He's got no sensation. And he can't even walk on the stumps. Vosin kamin kisei namuch, he makes some sort of like low chair. Vyoshev alav, v'keshu malech nismach al yadav besafsalim ktanim. Basically, he sort of like shoves himself along on them. Voker gufum, and he lifts this up a little from the ground. V'nidchaf lefanav v'chozer v'nachal achorav v'akisei kashur machar. Got some sort of chair. Not exactly how it's going to work. It's not a wheelchair, this exactly. But some sort of low sort of chair which he pulls himself along. Maybe a wheelchair as well would be part of this as well. Or smuchot, or again, shall oto kiteya, this person. Or sila smuchot shall or shall eitz la shesh shall kav, same idea we saw early on. Or a glava kloyin, or his dangling legs. V'kshu nishan le'adav, v'oker atzmo, nishan gam raglav kasat. When he pulls himself with his hands, either on crutches or on his, whatever, he puts his feet down. He's not really standing on his feet. It's just like using his feet like as a bit of a support. Right, so a person like that says of the other Mishnah, kisei smuchot af shemit, ein yotzin b'hem b'shabbat, those you can't go out with. So I apologize. The first set of cases, the smuchot shel tmein midras, yotzin b'shabbat, because he's actually using them, he can go out on Shabbos because they're tachshit. And nichlasin b'hem b'azar, and he can go into the azar with him. Okay, I'm back on track. I lost myself here in the rushes a bit. And let's go back a bit. The first person we spoke about with a one-legged stump. Right, so he's smuchot on the kabel tumah. He can use him on Shabbos, and he can go into the azar into the Hamikdash. Look at Rashi. Afagav ditzna loikas adam laharabait b'minalo. Now you can't normally go into a house with your shoes on. Hanei lav min al, they aren't his shoes. The lav barosh raglo, because they aren't at the end of his foot. The shoes at the end of your foot. These are on his stump, so they're not shoes. Okay, they're a kabel tumah, and he can wear them on Shabbos, and because he's actually using them. On the other hand, a person who's got a two-legged stump over here, who's got some sort of chair of a kind, a wheelchair of any other kind, etc., and his smuchot, they aren't mekamel tuba, they're mekamel tuba and midras, but he can't use them on Shabbos. And he can't go into the azara with them. Look at Rashi. Nechazinim kisei, smuchot sheroto kiteya, v'ayotzim b'shabbat, rabotenu omrim mipnei she'enam tshichim luka. Rashi says, yeah, my rabbi tell me, why can't he wear them on Shabbos? Because he doesn't need them so much. They aren't really serving such a purpose because he isn't really using his feet. He's mainly just using his hands, but leaning on his feet or just for more decorative purposes. Rashi says, velo nehirali taimed. Rashi isn't so excited about that. He says, not so clear to me that that's the reason. Vikele meimar, and those that say, the adi de talu velo mancheara, since he's not really actually using them on the ground, they're dangling, zimnin de mishtav, that they might come off. Rashi seems to be, that makes better sense. They've ended up carrying them around on Shabbos. And now loktamin, which we already got to, we saw there, the Aruch says unkatmin. He says loktahorin, they don't make kabel tuma, and ein yotzin b'hem. Look at Rashi over here. He says here, til mashka. Can you see that word, til mashka? That's, if you look at the end of the word, is a mask. We'll see in the Gemara over the Amud, there are a couple of re-explanations of what it is. One of them is a mask. So Rashi's going with that reason over here. He says, Naasin is chok, use it for playing games. Lahav it, you know, to scare children. Okay? So we can get an idea what it's about. These things are not makabel tuma. You call the other Shabbos to them. Okay, the Gemara. Amalei Rav and Rav Nachman. Hey, chit na. Now, there's a bit of a question over here. We're in our Mishnah that says, Akiteo tzeba kav shalor. Do you remember? Rami said, you can walk out with this stump, with this prosthesis. And Rami says, you can't. It's asr. In the Gemara, the Gemara says there's a little bit of a machloket here. Exactly how to understand. Is Rabbi Yossi saying yes and Rabbi Meir saying no? Or like our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says yes, Rabbi Yossi says no? That's the Gemara's question. Hey, Chitnan. Good Rashi over there. Hechit nan hakitei otzev Rabbi Yossi oser, or en hakitei otzev Rabbi Yossi matir, right? Which is a there's a bit of a confusion there. Even though the Mishnah says it, seems to be a confusion. So the Gemara says, Amalei lo yadana. So Rabbi Nachman said, Dana. So he says, Hilchet amai. So now Rabbi says, what's the halacha? So Amalei lo yadana, Adana. The Gemara says, like, it's Itmar, Amar Shmuel. Now we bring a Ma'amar Raviyah from Shmuel. So he goes back a generation. Amar Shmuel, Ein Akiteya. Right? In other words, if the Tanakam is saying Ein Akiteya, then Rabbi Yossi is saying Matir. Because we know Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are arguing. The question is how they're arguing. Is it like how Mishra Meir is Matir, Rabbi Yossi is Oser? Or is Rabbi Meir Oser and Rabbi Meir Matir? I mean, Rabbi Meir Matir, also Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, also Rabbi Matir. I'm confused this morning. So the Tanakhama starts off Ein Akiteya, then Rabbi Yossi will be Matir. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Hoyov Amar Shmuel Ein Akiteya. So now Rabbi Yosef's like this. Since Shmuel says Ein Akiteya, that Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama starts off Ein Akiteya. V'amar Ravuna Ein Akiteya. Ravuna says starts off Ein Akiteya. Ananami nitne Ein Akiteya. Then you know what? We'll go along. And Rabbi Yosef says, we'll fill in with those two and agree that really it's Rabbi Meir says Ein Akiteya. And then Rabbi Yossi is Matir. Different, opposite to our Mishnah. It's now Matkver Rabbi Shilo. It's like we're talking about. Lo Shmir Lahu had a Matir Rabbi Nachanan Barav and Lechia Barav Kamed Rav. Haven't you learned what Rabbi Hanan spoke to Lechia in front of Rav? And he said, Bekituna de Bay Rav. Where was the conference taking place? In Kituna. Rashi Zavia Kituna is like a little room in, off the Beit Midrash. Cheder Katan Shbeit Midrash. There they were talking, and he said, Rabbi Meir says, Asur, Rabbi Yossi Matir. And that's what they were speaking about. And Rav was listening in, and Rav said, no, Ipuch, the other way around. Which Rav said, the halacha is like our Mishnah. And Abba Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, Siman, how can you remember this? Samach, Samach. Who's Samach? Look at Rashi. What's Samach Samach? Rabbi Yossi is spelled with a Samach. And Oser has a Samach. So you can remember that Rabbi Yossi, who's spelled with a Samach, is the one who says Asu, which is a Samach. And that's the Siman. Okay, so now we got it. Rabbi Yossi says Asu, Rabbi Meir says Mutar. Right, so he said, that's quite simple. Right? So he says, V'af Shmuel Harabe. Now we saw earlier on that Shmuel said Einakita. So the Tanakhama says Enakita, I mean, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Meir says, Asur. So Rabbi Yosef changed his mind, and he went back and he said, Shmuel Harabay. So Shmuel said, Hadarbay Ditnan, Chalza Besandal Shen Shelo. Now, when it comes to the Chalitza, we're talking about a different deal altogether, but we're using the example of a shoe. So when a woman, a man is a woman, a man is married, two sisters are married. Right, and now you have to do chalitza. Or even today, not even in that case. Today, automatically we do chalitza. If a person is married to somebody, and then their brother, God forbid, dies, and their brother hasn't got children, so mi'ikar adin, they have to do yibum. We don't do yibum anymore today. Man can't have more than one wife. So therefore, automatically we do chalitza. Right, chalitza means that he isn't going to have to marry his sister-in-law who never had children. So now, when you do chalitza, there are a couple of dinim here. So this is a Gemara via. We get into Gemara via from Masechet Yevamot. Which is a via that we got a Mishnah that says, Chalta besandal shel shelo. If he used a sandal, a shoe, which isn't his. Or besandal shel eitz, or a wooden shoe, like a clog. Or shel small beyamin. Or if he took his left shoe and put it, because the woman takes it off the right foot. So if he used the left shoe on the wrong foot, right, in all those cases, chalitza kasheira. The chalitza would be kosher. Now, how is this relevant to us? Vamrinan, mine Tana. And we said, who's the Tana that says that this is all muta? Look at Rashi over here. Right, so look at Rashi. Or shall small be yamin. Sandal shall small, na al bimin. He put the left shoe on the right foot. Vachalzen, she took it off him. The chalitza be yamin, because you need chalitza on the right. The gamma rega rega mi matzori. We learned that it has to be right. So we see over here that you used the wrong foot, the wrong shoe of the right foot and still kosher. Who's the Tana? The sandal shall aid chashiv nilu. And also who's, so now we got this, who's the Tana that says all these things are mutar? But specifically for our purposes, the one that said you can use a wooden shoe, right? Who's the Tana? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the Tana. How do we know Rabbi Meir is the one that says you can use a wooden shoe? Ditnan hakitei yotzei bekav shlo, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi also, because he said, we know we've got another machlok Rabbi Yeh in Asugya. In Yevamot, they're asking, how do we know that? He said, in Asugya in Shabbos, Rabbi Meir says that a wooden shoe you can go out with on Shabbos. Which means that a wooden shoe is a shoe. And therefore, when Din Chalitza, you have to take off a sandal, a shoe, we see that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that wooden shoes qualify as shoes. So that's how he brings that example over there. He says, Amashwar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi also says, no, you can't be. So now we've seen over there that Shmuel, who said originally, remember the whole question was there, Rabbi to Rav Nachman, and we said, Shmuel said, Anakiteya, the Tanakh that Rabbi Meir was Anakiteya. And now we've seen that Shmuel says, no, really, Rabbi Meir is the one who says a wooden shoe is good. So we see Shmuel, who's Asugya, started saying Rabbi Meir is the Tanakh who says Asur. He agrees that Rabbi Meir says Mutar. That was the first example. After Rabbi Huna, behind Rabbi, Rabbi Huna, right? We had a couple of examples. We had Shmuel went back, and we had Rabbi Huna said Anakiteya, and Rabbi Yosef said, since Shmuel and who Rabbi Huna, so Saul said. Remember that? So we've seen if Shmuel's gone back now and says that Rabbi Meir is the one that says Mutar. We're now going to see that Rabbi Huna also is changing his mind. After Rabbi Huna had Rabbi, the Tanya Sandal Shel Saidin Tame Midras. Saidan are painters. Rashi's over here painters. Mochrei Sid, or they sell lime. Ukeshe mita skin bon, I don't know where they're working with it. They tie up their shoes. Vishel Eitzu, and they wood. Mibnei Shah Sid, or because it burns the skin. There could be painters as well.
Plasters, something.
Plasters. Okay, but they're talking about Mochrei Sid. Yeah, they actually, not even, in neither of them, they're actually salesmen who sell the materials, Rashi says. But I would agree with you, plasterers or painters or anybody who's using something and they're putting on protective shoes. And the protective shoes are made of wood. And we see that those shoes are shoes. And he says over there, the Tanakhama says, Sandal Shel Saidan, Tamei Midras. They're Makabel Tumah as Tumat Midra, meaning that you walk on them. Meaning that they are made for the purposes of walking. Right? Ve'isha choletzet bo. And a woman can do chalitza because they're proper shoes. Ve'yotzin bo b'Shabbat. And they can do it on Shabbos. They're proper Jirabi Akiva. Ve'lo hodulo. Right? And Chachamim didn't agree with him. The Gemara said, the Gra in the Hagaot there, in the Gota Gra, in the Aleph over there, he changes it to Vahatnan, because it's a Mishnah in Masechet Eliyot. Vahatnan, that they actually were agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, Chacham did agree with Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Man Hodulo, who are the ones that Hodulo? Rabbi Meir. Uman Lo Hodulo, Rabbi Yosef. Actually, Bachlok and Rabbi Yah, some did, some didn't. Who are those who agreed with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Meir. So we see Rabbi Meir agreed that these wooden shoes are proper shoes, they're Mekabel Tumah, and a woman can do chalitza with them, and therefore it makes sense. Rabbi Meir is the one in our Mishnah who says mutar with shoes on this wooden shoe for the Kitay on Shabbos. So we see that Shmuel changed his mind, and so Rav Huna changed his mind. They all said that they would change his mind. So now the question is, Rabbi Yosef though, Rabbi Yosef says, "Hoil v'amar Shmuel anakitev, amar Huna anakitev, anyami." Now the Gemara brings Rabbi Yosef over here. He says, "Rabbi Yosef amar man lo hodulo." The Rabbi Yosef over here is actually a little bit different. We would expect Rabbi Yosef to fit in and say, "Also, Rabbi Yosef changed his mind." The Gemara brings Rabbi Yosef for a different purpose. So Rabbi Yosef says, "No." In the previous example, we said who were the ones that agreed with Rabbi Akiva. We said that it was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef says, "No." Man and Rabbi Yossi were the ones who said Asur. So Rabbi Yossi says, no. Who the ones who didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ditnan, kaver shel kash, v'shofer shel kanim. When it comes to like a basket of some kind of straw, and a shvoferet, also another type of basket of straw as well. Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metaher. Rabbi Yochanan says that those Makabel, Rabbi Akiva says it's Metamet Makabel Tuma. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it is Metaher. Look at Rashi over at the bottom here. Mind Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Metaher. Delav urche lasot mikash ele mikanim. Says it's very particular. Do you use reeds or straw? Umin al nami lav urche mi eitz. He says so too. You don't make shoes out of wood, ele mior from leather. Again, Rashi for the second time now is telling you what his teacher said. He doesn't like it so much. Velinir as sandalshe sidin shall kashu. He says, and I'm rather fear not that we would, that these plasters or cells but actually made them from straw. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metar beklika, says, not mekabel tuma. Why? The love eats, you know, because not wood. Rabbi Akiva ka'etz chashim lehu de kashin hain. He says, the machlok is a little bit different. He says, don't say that it's better, not made of wood. It's actually wood would be good. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they were talking there about shoes made of straw. Right, and that's why it's a little bit different. And Amar Maris, and now we've got this, we take out this brighter and discuss the brighter itself. Sandal shel siding, what is it? Matar midras, ha lav lihilucha abdev, it's not really made for walking around in, so why is it makabel tumat midras? Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi Ula, shechein ha-sayad, metayel bo ad shemagir levages. No, they are walk around them, because even these sayadim, they only put them on in their store when they're selling the stuff. They even use them to walk from their house and back. So it is makabel tuma. That's just on an aside there. So we pretty end off here with a conclusion that our Mishnah is right. Rabbi Meir is the one that says Matir, and Rabbi Yossi says Asur. And remember, the Siman is Samach Samach. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah. We said Vimeishlo Beit Kibul Ketitin Tame. This prosthesis, if it had a receptacle big enough to put in a bit of a cloth as well, would be Makabel Tuma. So it was Amar Avaya Tame Tumat Beit. Va'ein tamei midras. So Abaye says, look, when our Mishnah said that isn't makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma of a midras, but it is makabel tuma of a mate. Right? So tumat mate, it would be makabel. Look at Rashi. Va'ein tamei midras. Delo mistamech alek, because not really leaning on it, using it. Ha naka tumat mate. Who I didn't hold tumat magan. Rashi says when Abaya said tumat mate, he means all tumas except tumat midras. Love dafka only tumat mate. All tumas. Sheretz as well. And mishum the amar ain tame midras shu avatuma. But why did he say specifically tumat mate? Because a zav or tumat midras makes it into an avatuma. If the kli touches a dead body, it also becomes avatuma because a body is avi avota tuma. Remember, it's like the highest level of tuma. And whatever actually touches the dead body becomes a avatuma. Tumat midras also avatuma. So Rashi is telling us the reason why Abaya said specifically tumat mate is not to exclude other tumors, but he mentions a parallel tumor which would be an avatuma as well. So therefore he says, shehu avatuma nakat nami tumat mate. Vachi kama, that's how he meant to say it. Na se avatuma le mate. De kli eit sheyesh to beit kibulu umekabel kol tumot maga va'ohel. Like we said, but it wouldn't become an avatuma in that midras. The kesaba love the smicha vida is not really made for leaning on, el tachshit more decorative. Okay, so therefore, Abaye says, even though the Mishnah says that it isn't mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma in midras, but other tumot it would mekabel. Amar Rava, Rava says, mina min elach. Right, so Rava says, sorry. Abaye tamei tumat mate, v'ain tamei midras. And Rava says, af tamei midras. Rav says, even tamei is mekabel. Rava says, no, you're wrong, it is mekabel even tumat midras. And Amar Rava mina amir, where I know that it's even mekabel tumat midras? He says, ditnan, agalashel katan. We've got this agalashel katan. We've seen this Gemara before, this Mishnah before, I think. Baitzet or Sefer the Kilayim. I don't know. Anyway, I think we've seen it. He says, like this, what's an agalashel kat is like a toy that the children play with, like kids have these play carts. An agalashel katan, look at Rashi. Letzachek ba uletautlo ale, to play around with and to carry them and to push themselves around on it. Temeya midras. We said an agalashel katan is tumat midras. Look at Rashi, hoyel v'pamim shiyoshevet. Sometimes the katan sits on it. V'hain nami, zimnin demistabachlet. Sometimes over here as well with this prosthesis, they do lean on it. Person with a stump leg. Abai says no. Abai says, v'abai amar hatam. There with regard to the agalah for the children, hatam samich ilavei. Hachelo samich ilavei. Abai says no. There they actually lean on it. Here they don't really lean on it. It's not really proper use. Amar Abai, and Abai says, where do I know that from? He says, the Tanya. Makel shall scan him, tahor miklum. He says, a walking stick. Right, a makel shall scan him. Tahor miklum, let me tell miklum, Rashi. Tahor miklum, lo midras, v'lo shatumah, isn't makabel tumah at all. and the person does lean on it when he walks on it. Lo matame midras doesn't come until midras mishum de lav lesmicha avid shar glo, because even though the person is using it to support himself, he's not really, so to speak, standing on it, standing on his feet. He's just helping himself up with a walking stick. Sometimes the kashi does sort of lean on it. Veshar tumanamin, other tumas also not. Why? The pshut ekliyeh, it's only a piece of wood. Right? Alma afa gav the zimin de mistamech alei, hoyel the ikar siyata en lechach, ena tuma midras. So the same thing over here. Even though occasionally they do it a little bit, the purpose, the main purpose, is not really to replace its feet, his legs, and therefore isn't makabel to my midras. Ve'ein lomar mishum de pshutehu ye tahor midri midras de lohuskra tara pshute kliets ilel tumat maga ve'ohel de tam mishum de itkash lesaku ve'gabe meit v'shratzim havia hekesha. Now, interesting over here, he says over here, remember this over here, Abaye says binah min alei. Remember, Abaye said that it's tame meit and tame midras. Now, this is a little bit confusing. Rashi, I say, it's not because it's a pshute eitz that it's tahor midras. It's because you don't use it to lean on, Rashi's saying. The fact that pshute eitz is not an issue for midras. Pshute eitz only applies to tumat maga and tumat ohel. Pshute eitz could be midras even if you were using it. If it was like a piece of wood, but you always stood in that piece of wood like it acted as a doormat. In other words, a pshut ha'etz would be a kabel tumah midras, says Rashi. So that's not why it is patur, it's mutar, and not makabel tumah, because it isn't used for the purposes of, Rava says no, you call, that's not a good proof. Hatam litarutze sugya vida. Look at Rashi over here. He says there, litarutze sugya, litaken psiotav. It's to correct his walking, veliskof koma, and to help him stand up upright. Because his legs and his thighs are a bit shaky, and not to hold up his whole body. So, but here with this agala of the children, it's made to hold the whole body, and it works. It supports the whole body. So Rabbi Abaya, let me close my door here. So Rabbi Abaya has got a completely different take on the idea of the walking stick and the idea of this children's chair, and therefore we can't really prove anything from that, the whole machlok. Now the Gemara carries on and says, now Mishnah, we had Temein Midras, Ve'ein Yotzin Rebbe Shabbat. The Bach adds in over here, and he says over here, the Agola Bach, Kisei Usmuchot Shelo. Right? So we're talking about a person here who's a Kiteya on both his legs, right? On both his feet. Remember, he had this like wheelchair type of thing, or supports. Right, so the Gemara says, "Tamein midras for any tamein midras they makabel tuma for any time he can't get on Shabbos. For any time he can't get to the midras with him." So now Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. Tana, there was a guy. A Tana is a person who teaches brightness in the Beit Midrash. Remember, everything in their time was bal peh. Nothing was written down, and they had guys who were experts in certain masechtas, and they'd come into the midrash and they'd rattle off the brightas and rattle off the mishnas. And then the Amoraim would sit there and they'd remember it or learn it, or if there was a problem, they'd correct them. So now a Tana was teaching a brighter in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Nichnasin Bahen Nazar, and he said, no, you can go into the Azara with them. So Amale, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, Ani shone isha choletzet bo. I learn from here that a woman can do chalitza. What is the Minuk Rashi? Alman Nal, Karina Beth, what's called a shoe. This atamart nichnasin, and you say they can go into the Beit HaMikdash with it, but if it's a shoe, they can't go into the Azara with it. Right? So that's Rabbi Yochanan's got a kasha on him. So he says, Tanei, ein nichnasin, correct yourself now, and from now on start teaching ein nichnasin Nazara. End of story. Right, now we went on to this luktamin, right, or aktamin, like the gears of the Aruch. So the Gemara says, my luktamin, so Rabbi Abahu, he gives a couple of answers over here. We'll see three answers coming up. Rabbi Abahu says, what is this lactamin? He says over here, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce this, chamara da akafa, or chamara da akfa. He says, look, Rashi's over here, chamor hanisei biktafayim aleitzanim, some sort of a donkey that's carrying clowns on his shoulders, or sinoto venire kemi shochev alav. It looks like you're actually riding on them. Or bimkomen nikra Ardafisas. I'm not sure if it's like, you know, you have in the India or the Chinese circuses, yeah, those guys you like make out like they're donkey. Yeah, someone showed me a picture over there. Okay. Some sort of like a joking sort of the Irish got a big picture there. So guys are looking like they are riding on a donkey, some sort of like clowns. That's the one example. Rava Bar Papa says Kashiri, Rashi's over there. Ashkata Shemachin Behem Bemakom Tit. Vakashi says the place where there's some sort of things you put on your shoes, where there's mud on the floor. Rashi says Vakashi Ali, it doesn't like it. Answer. He says Nahid the Tahorin Mutubat Maga. The standard is Tahorin Mutubat Maga. The Pshuta Klesh. What?
Kabayim Vohim.
Kabayim.
Like these long sticks, you know.
Oh, like stilts. Like stilts. Stilts.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, well, that's. Okay, interesting. He says, because he said, become tit. Stilts would be keeping within the theme of clowns. Like, we've got these guys who are making up like animals, and now stilts also like Shabbat Rashi. Okay, but they use them. Suppose, like, if you're farming in China, and you've got all the, and like in the, you know, like where they're growing the, help me there, what are we talking about? What do they grow there? The rice, in the rice paddies. So maybe they've got to like walk on these long sticks. Right, but Kasha Lee says neither. Rashi says they agree that they're mitumat. They're not capable to mitumat. Actually, because aval mina midrash lamitur. Why they mutar from? If that's the case we're speaking about, if they are these kshirei, then why aren't they makabel tuma? Rashi says I don't understand. Kutumat midrash should get. So Rashi doesn't like that answer. And yeah, and Rabbi Baravuna says farme. Look at Rashi over there. Farme talmusa nikshert la partsuf, something that you add on. It's tied around the face. Lavit abanitin, to scare the children. That's the first answer Rashi gave us in the Mishnah. Those are more like masks. Okay, new Mishnah. Habanim yotzim b'ksharim. Boys, young boys, can walk around with ksharim. Rashi says, aviya ksharim. We'll see in the Gemara what they mean. Right? Amar Adamari, sorry. Ubenei melachim, and children of kings, in other words, princes, bezugin. Right? And Rashi says here, ishkalitch shel zahav lenoi. So some sort of golden thing, we'll see where this all becomes clearer. V'chol Adam, and anybody can really do it, says the Mishnah. Who walks around with these zogin? Really, the only people who walk around with these zogin, right? Now, a zog is like a bell, right? We've seen this before with the thing, but they're probably more like riches, that sort of thing. Rushes, they're made of gold, like a gold type of thing. But anybody can walk around with them. But he says, Chami spoke behove, they're ready, it's the wealthy people who are walking around. One now says, my ksharim. What are these ksharim which we're speaking about in the Mishnah? So, Amar Adamari, Amar Adamari, Amar Rabbi Yachon, Amar Baruch, Amar Rabbi Ashi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And bottom line, Rabbi Yehuda says, right, kishurei pua. Look at Rashi. What does it mean there, kishurei pua? Right, Adamari, Rashi says, kach shmo, kishurei pua. Says, grancha, koshrim b'ksharim, they tied up, v'tolim b'tzavar refua, they hang them around their neck for medical purposes. But I'm not sure for which sickness, but it's some sort of medicinal thing, like some sort of herb, whatever, they tie around their neck. So, and you can walk around, and it says here the banim. Now bear in mind, it says here banim, boys. We're going to ask a question, what about girls? Right? Mishnah says banim. So Amar Abaya, Amrali, and we've discussed this before many times, that Abaya, right, Abaya was... was brought up by a stepmother, some sort of woman who brought him up, a foster mother. And he calls her Aim, calls her my mother, and she seemed to have a lot of worldly knowledge on a lot of different things, and a lot of Musar throughout the Gemara, Musar Haskel, and Musar, and advice, and customs, and wives' tales, and all these sort of things, called Baba Meisters, right? Which she tells him along the way. Now, and Abaya quotes her quite extensively throughout the Gemara. So yeah, on this daf, we've got a couple of things we'll see that he learned from her. So Amar, says Abaya on this, Amar Abaya, Amrali Aim, right? And the Gemara says, this is Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Im Tilte Mukme, right, it's like, look here, im tilta, clatter, right, im three times, right, he says like this, mukme ma'amidin acholi shelo yigdal. He says, when it comes to, I think that like in the way that you like do all these, all these, all these things. Not that you're going to say it, what you're going to do. So it says, im amali aim tlata mukme. If you do this thing three times, whatever it is, so then mukme. Look at Rashi. Medina cholish lo yigdal. It prevents it from spreading. Chamisha, if you do it five times, Rashi says, yeah, these ksharim, right? So Rashi says, you put these things around your neck three times, or three knots, or three things. I'm not exactly sure what it is, right? But whatever it is, three times, then it will prevent from spreading. Five times, masud will cure it, mitrapin. Shiv'a, right? And if you do it seven times, afilu l'kshafi mali, even if you've got a problem with witches, you've been cursed by a witch, or there's a witch running over you, even a witch it'll get rid of. Okay? I'm Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, but this is not so simple. Right? Not so pashut. This is so long as this kish, the thing you are tying around your neck, right, hasn't been in the sun, the sihara, and not in the moon, hasn't seen the moon, velo chazeh mitrin, hasn't got been rained upon, velo shmir like kol barzden, hasn't heard steel noises like smashing together, the kal tar nagult, hasn't heard a female chicken like crowing, the kal nigri, and the kal nigri, I think is like a carpenter or wood or something. What's Rashi say there? Is there a Rashi on that? Nigri apsiot. I don't know. Vakal nigri, like steps. Footsteps. Hasn't heard footsteps. Right? So in other words, you've got to have kept this thing locked up, these kishri, very, very, very in isolation. Right? For it to actually work, if you want it to work. So an Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on this. Nafal puta bebire. He says, why aren't you telling me all these things? You got to keep this thing so locked up tightly, not hear this, not even in the sun, not in the mood, and not hear the sounds of the rain, not get rained upon, not hear the walking footsteps, not the steel and the chicken, etc. He says, Nafal puta bebire. It's all fallen into the well. Look at Rashi. Nafal refuata pua babor. It's gone to the pits. The ain adam is har b'cholat. No one's so careful. It can never work. In other words, it's a good way of telling me you're wasting your time because it's rubbish. Never going to work because, bottom line, one of these things is going to have been exposed to. The other Gemara is, we're finished now. The other Gemara wants to know, why dafka boys? My area banim. Look at Rashi there. My area banim. Le Rabbi Yehuda parich. So Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, kishurei pua. This is kishurei pua. So the commissioner said, habanim yotzim b'ksharim. Now if you're telling Rabbi Yehuda that it's only these pua, that the boys got out of it, so then, if it's for sickness, then why only work on boys? It should work for girls as well. The Gemara says there's an inherent problem with Rabbi Yehuda's answer. Because the very fact you tell me that it's for sickness purposes, it should be across the board. Right? So he said, now, afilu banot nami, it should be for girls as well. Now, I'm not sure where that comes from because the Mishnah didn't speak about big or small. But it seemed like there was some other girsa in the Mishnah that the Gemara had, which said habanim hagedolim probably, or habanim haktanim, or maybe banim.
Isn't banim implied boys?
Banim is implied boys.
So small.
Oh, you mean little boys? Oh, okay, but then okay, my katanim. Oh, you mean one? Why banim not gvarim? Okay, good point. And a mike sharim. Someone says no. So therefore, so Rav Nachman says therefore he's got a different answer what these ksharim are. Mark Sharim, Kihad Amar Avin. Now we're going to have now, once we bring Avin Bar Huna Amar Bichal Ben Guria, we are counted five times now that we're going to quote him. So we're coming up with five, this one, plus another four, of what Avin Bar Huna and Amar Bichal Ben Guria says. So like, let's see what it means. Kihad Amar Avin Bichal Ben Guria, Ben Sheyesh Lo Ga'aguid El Aviv, the Bach adds in the word law, a son who's yearning for his father, he's missing his father. Now, I've got five children who are all boys. I look at my friends who've got daughters and I see the exact opposite of what this Gemara tells us. But anyhow, nonetheless, let's learn the Gemara as it is, right? He says, Ben Sheyesh Lo Ga'aguid El Aviv, a boy who's yearning for his father. Rashi says, yeah, bar murt, megagalav, any acholi pain, he can't leave him. For refuazu lo shayech, shayech benekvet, therefore this only works with boys. That's why it works with boys. Shayna av mechavavin kol kach mitchidatan, sheyumit gagagin alav. He says, now I'm not sure if I understand this Rashi properly. I'm not saying shayna av mechavavan kol kach mitchidatan, it means that girls, sheyumit gagagin, in other words, girls don't yearn so much for their father like boys. Because the father loves the boys more from the beginning than the girls. I don't know. I see girls come running and hugging their father and giving them kisses. I don't see any of my boys running after me and giving me kisses. Anyhow, just an observation. Right, I'm going to have a Nutella. So what does a father do to give his, when their children are yearning for him so much? He says, Nutella, he takes off his left shoelace, the kosher lo besmolo, and ties on the son's left hand. And I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the simanaich tefillin. And that's tefillin, because what's tefillin? Look at Rashi. Tefillin, you use your right hand, sheyad yamino, kosherto li smolo. Zeo simen agir. Remember, you use your right hand to tie it on the left hand. So you use your right shoelace, you put it on their left hand. Now comes the advice of the Gemara. V'chilufa sakanti. If you do it the other way around, put the left shoelace on the right hand, it's dangerous. Right? V'chilufa sakanti, says Rashi Aviyah, shemegagay, you'll cause him to yearn for you for too much. Okay. Now, while we're on this, Amrav Huna, we've got another advice of his. Amrav Nacham Bar Guria. Sachufei kasa atibure b'shabte shafir dami. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Sachufei kasa kost sheyesh po hevel. Now you have these things. You know, there's actually a word for it. What's it called? That they use them for some sort of treatment. I've seen people do it. That I take a cup, you lie the kid down, you light a match, and you put like smoke in it, and then you put the cup on it, and then it causes a vacuum.
Kosot ruach.
Kosot ruach. Thank you. There's an expression, right? Like kosot ruach lemate, something like that, right?
So in Yiddish, you say helfria taitin bankus.
Which means what?
Bankus is because helfria taitin bankus. A bankus is a kosot ruach in Yiddish.
But what does the whole thing mean?
It helps like a hole in the head.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like kosot ruach lemate. Like I can't help a dead person, right? Okay. Okay, but that's actually me. There you actually say that the kosot ruach can't work at all in Yiddish. Yeah, you say it can't help for dead people. Now, so this is the idea. I think this is kosot mate, kosot ruach. It says, yeah, kos yesh po hevel, but right, kagon she'iru mimenu mayim chamim. They pour hot water from it. V'chofeu la tibor, put it on the belly button. Lemi shechash b'mav, someone's got a stomach ache. V'ochez ha'kos et ha'basar, and you like sort of the glass sucks onto the flesh. And it pulls out from the me'ayim u'moshivin bimkoman and sets it out. Now, I've actually seen someone do this, by the way. There was a woman here in Telmont who now lives in America. She used to homeschool all her children. And I was there one day, and she was literally doing this to one of her children, and she maintains that it works. Okay. V'amar avim bar huna, amar al-chama bar guri. Another advice of his is, mutar lasuch shemen u'melach b'shabbat. You can anoint yourself with oil and salt on Shabbat. Look at Rashi. Lasuch bekapot yadavrat, on the palms of your hands and the feet. Kiad Rav Huna mibay Rav. Look at this coming up here. Like we said, Rav Huna, Rashi mibay Rav, Shaya ba mibay Rav shu rabo. Rav was his Rebbe. The chayin Rav mibay Rebbe Chia. We'll see this again. Rabbi Chia mibay Rebbe. All of them, these are the Talmidim. Rav Huna mibay Rav, Rabbi Meir mibay Rebbe Chia, and Rabbi Chia mibay Rebbe. All of them, kihavu mivsemi. Look at Rashi over here. Shikorin shayu mashkin et Talmidim. They were a bit drunk. Why? They used to give their kid, their Talmidim a bit of alcohol to drink. Why? V'alibnei shechashuvin hain ayu osin lehen davar lahafeg et yainan. So anyway, we'll see in a second. They used to give their kids a bit of wine over here to drink. And I suppose used to help them relax and they could learn better. And then to help them overcome their drunkenness, mighty mishcha umilcha, they bring some oil and salt. V'shaifu lehu l'gviata didayu v'gviata on their palms, on their hands, and on their feet. V'amre ki hechi detzil ha mishcha. And they would say like this, ki hechi detzil ha mishcha. Just like, look at Rashi, sheolech v'naseh tzalul kol sha'a michom ha-basar, that the oil is becoming a bit more liquidy. In other words, it's becoming clearer, and as it gets warmer, the skin warms it up, becomes a bit more tzalul, like loosened, what's the word, right? So too, litzil chamre de palnia bar planeta, so too the wine should become a bit less effective on this person bar planeta. Look, notice carefully, we're saying Plania, the person, Bar Planeta, mentioning his mother's name. Right? So I would be like, Eliakim ben Yochevet. Ve'ilo, and if that doesn't work, or you haven't got that wine and salt, mighty Shia Dedana, look at Rashi, yeah? Shedana, a Megofet Achavit, a little of a barrel. Ve'shalom, and soak it in water. I'm going to say the same thing, Yechi Delitzil Hai Shia, just like this little of a barrel. Right, it's getting cooled down from the water. Late sil chamre de planier, but so too the wine should calm down in your body. V'amar Av, that's the second example over there. V'amar Avin, that's the third one now. V'amar Avin Barhuna, Amar Av Chama Barguria, the fourth one now. Mutar lechanek b'Shabbat. What does it mean you can strangle on Shabbos? You can't kill somebody, right? It's like this. Mi she nifreka chulia she mafreket tzavaro. Someone who's had a bit of a, like a dislocation of a disc or something in his neck, one of these in your neck, right? The Bach adds in over there. He says over here. Nira ben Asvacher I nafla lo or lat hagaron. Venofel begrono. I don't know, right? So in other words, basically, for kachulish mifreket tzavaro, venofel begrono, and now it's like in the back of your throat. Tolino to brosho shehi tzavaro nifshat v'dome dechanike. Time, strap him up by the head, and extend. Give him like a bit of put him into traction. I think that's the way to explain it. Put him into some sort of traction. Now see, Lance has got behind him there all the body parts there. I suppose that's your wife's therapy room, right? You go to a physiotherapist and she straps you up into traction and then you straighten out your neck. And that's called chinuk, right? And that's why he said you can do that on Shabbos. Now the fifth one, we have Amar Avin Barhuna, Amar Av Chama Bar Guria. Lefufe yenuka b'shabta shapir dami. What do you mean lefufe yenuka? So Rashi says, avia lekorcho b'bram. You can wrap up a kid, like a newborn, in clothes. V'koshro b'chagrach and tie him up with this big belt. Umityashvin pirkei avara everav, and now his limbs will be sorted out. Rachain rachin, because they're very soft. V'nishmetin b'chavle haleida v'korin el metur b'loaz. When a baby's born, you find it quite often that a baby, because their limbs are very soft, they come out of the womb and they've been like pushed, and their whole body like out of shape. And you strap them up, and you get their hands straight out, and their head in the hat, and you pull the whole body back into place. It actually works. Right, says that you can do on Shabbos. That's called lipuf, right? That you can do on Shabbos. You look at Shabbos shapidami. Now, the last two examples we had there, Abarhuin b'chame baragurim mutar lechanek b'Shabbat, right? And although we never mentioned actually about kids, but I suppose it makes sense. Maybe talking about kids. And the last example over here. It was said like this: Rav Papa matni banim, and Rav Zvid matni ben. Oh, okay, here we go. Rav Papa matni banim. Look at Rashi over here. Rav Papa says, "Shtei shmuot da'ire biktanim haya shone b'shem Rabbi Avin barhuna mishmar davhuna bar guria." So he says, yeah, the last two examples that we brought over here, Avin barhuna says barchama b'guria mutal lechanek. So he says both that one. And Amrabaru Lifufe Yenuka, right? Those are all talking to children. And Rav Zvid says, no, Matni Ben, Chadashmaita the Ari Bakatan Matni Bishmei. He says, not only the last one we said Lifufe Yenuka, children, that's about kids. The first previous example is about adults as well. So Machloket, whether it's adults as well, you can do chinuk or only for children. Rav Papa Matni Banim Vitarvayu Matino Baavin Barhuna. So he says that Rav Papa says, no, they're both in the name of Avin Barhuna, and they're both children. But look at Rashi, V'tarvayu, Gigaun, and Lif. Oh, sorry, not the Chinuk. Sorry. Rashi said, Tarvayu, the Ga'aguin, that case there where the kids were yearning for their children, for their father, and Lifufa. And Rav Zvid Matni Ba Kamaita, Matni Ba Avin Barhuna, he says that the high matlab Rabbi Barbar Chana. So he says the gagun is really in Avin Barhuna. But this case over here of this lipuf, he says no. He says that v'ha matlab Rabbi Barbar Chana. Rabbi Barbar Chana lipuf ayinuke b'shapta shapi dami. Okay. So by machloket, if all of these five are in Avin, or only four out of the five, and one's Rabbi Barbar Chana. Kamar Abaya. It says like this, another one. Amar li aim kom inyane b'shema de'ima. You see, we saw that case earlier on where we said with the wine, we said there bar planita, the son of his mother. Abaya says, whenever you're going to use any of these lichushim, always mention the person in the name of his mother. V'chol kitre b'smala. And whenever you're going to do anything, tie things up, like in that ga'aguim, where the kid's missing and you could put tarfing with the string, always use the left hand. V'amar Abaya, another one, Amar li aim. Ko minyane de mefarshe ke de mefarshe. He says, oh minyane. The Rashi says over here, ko minyane, ko lechishot. Mifnei she koflin otan. Right, he says all the times these like words that you mentioned, the chishot, these utterances, like these what's the word I'm looking for? Help me there. Like all these lechishot, when you got like all these muti things.
Incantations.
Thank you very much. Right. Right. Because you repeat them more than once. Yesh gimel pamim, v'yesh yoter, karelu minyan. They're called minyane because you mentioned them at least 3 times or 4 times or 7 times like we saw. So he says over there, Rash Abaya, his mother told him, all these things are as explained. If you haven't got a specific number to do it, then arba'in v'chad, then the magic number is 41. Remember this, very important. Okay. Now tell about that. Yotzim Even Tekuma b'Shabbat. Now what's Even Tekuma? Even Tekuma is, we've seen this before, is some sort of like precious stone. I saw all different examples, if it's a diamond or a ruby or a pearl, whatever the case is, something that's got some sort of healing powers. Right, Mishumi Mero, Mary Mary says, Upper Mishkal Even Tekuma. You can, even if you haven't got the Even itself, it's very wealthy, very expensive, but you can go to somebody, you can take a stone and measure a stone that weighs the same as Even Tekuma, and you can then use that as well. Also, you can sort of extend the powers onto something else that's the same weight. Right, Rashi says, Upper Mishkal, Shum Davar Sheshaklu Kenegdo, which was weighed against it. And now a woman would use it, it's because of a miscarriage. It doesn't mean somebody's already had a miscarriage. Even somebody never had a miscarriage, but she might have a miscarriage. Veloshe Ibra, and not even someone who's pregnant. Elashema Tita Bevetap, you might, she's in the process of trying to become pregnant, she might become pregnant and then miscarry. And Amrav Yemer Basham Mishmeid Abaya, Vud Ichaven Veitkal. That's, but Rashi Avi actually says, Ichaven Veitkal, that the Chayfetz itself was Me'alav, it was inherently the same weight as this other stone. Not that you add to it or chop off it. You've got to find something exactly the same weight as that. Very important. Baya, Mishkal, the Mishkal. Now, Baya asks the question, what have you got in Mishkal? And now you want to, your friend has got, the soothsayer has got the actual Even Tekuma. And now you've weighed something against that. Can somebody weigh something against your weight against weight and also use it? Taiku. Okay. Amr Abaya, Amr Liam, the last one, Abiyah, let's quickly finish off Abiyah, we're running over time. Amr Liam, he says, Abiyah, Le Ishta Bat Yoma. Now, Ishta, there's no Rashi, if you look over the Amu just for a second, you'll see in tomorrow's daf, the very first word is Ishta, and there Rashi says Shachefet. Right? Shachefet, I think we said before, was TB, or tuberculosis, right? I think we said that. Says Shachet, Ishta Bat Yoma, if you got this thing, Lishkol Zuze Chivra, take a coin, a white and coin, a new coin, and go to the salt pits. We saw this before, where they like the water there, they evaporate the water to get the salt. Velitko mitakle milcha, and take lishko, litko mitake mishikle milcha, right? Some sort of salt there. Velitzari bechalele de beitzam, put into the opening of your neck. Benira barka, Rashi says here, benira barka is a litza shel se'ar. Some sort of with tata with hair. V'ilo lituva parsha drachim. If you haven't got that, then go stand on a crossroads. V'chi chazu shum shne mit gemala. I see the shum shne gemala over here is a big ant. Right? I saw Masura Shas. I think they says that anything that's big, we call it a gamla. So a gamla is like a euphemism of a bing. So shum shne is an ant, a big ant. The dare midi, right? That's carrying something. Velishkele v'shidya, and take it and pick it up. Begufta de nachasha, put it into Rashi's ya kamin kanesh on the choshet, some sort of copper pot. Velistame be'avra, and seal it with a ferret, right? Also with some sort of lead, right? Velichtame b'shitin gushpanka, and seal it with 60 Rashi's ya chotamot. V'ladav kashin, that would be 60, but lots of seals put on wax on it and ferret and tar. It was probably sealed. Velivre zule, Rashi says, we have a livre zule. He says, you know, to shake it up, velidre, and then, velivre zule, velidre, and pick it up in the air, and say to velaimele, to this ant inside this thing, tanuch alai, v'tanu alai. What you were carrying, I'll carry, what I'm carrying, you carrying. Basically, you're getting rid of your sickness onto the ant. So now, Amrele, Rav Achebrei, Rav Huna, Rav Ashi, he's got a big kasha over here. So what, if you're going to pick up an ant that's carrying something, you say, I'm going to happily have what you've got, the ant, and you now have what I've got. Maybe someone's already done this to the ant before. Maybe the ant's now carrying somebody else's sickness, and you're going to now take that guy's sickness. So he says, you know, whatever you had and what I had is your problem. And if you haven't got an ant there, v'ilo lishkel kuzer chadeta, then go and take a kuzer. Rashi says, yeah, kuzer chadeta is a kli cheres katan, a new earthenware vase. V'leiz now go to the river, v'lei melei, and say to the river, naharan hara, river, river, uzfan kuzer de maya, lend me, uzfan, right, from Rashi says, yeah, hilveni, lend me some water, l'urcha d'iklili, right, v'dihada shav zimni al reishe. And then lahadre, turn it around, shav zimne, shav means seven times, Rashi says, yeah, lahadre, sheva zimne, aresha on your head, yakifinus vot roshol, like doing a kaporis, right, velishta, nachron, and throw it behind you, velem nezak to the river, nahar, and shaku, maya, to have to take back your water you gave me, duruchad iklali, beyome, atav yom, as it's just like it came on the day, so it's going back on the day, and that's how you get rid of the sickness, if I be able to carry on.